When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
This is Wendell Niles, and that's Bing Crosby you hear whistling. In the Kraft Music Hall, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, Eugenie Baird, the Charioteers, and our special guest, hot jazz pianist Eddie Haywood, and a zingy, swingy lassie with a sassy chassis, Ella Logan.
Wendell, this is, I want to tell you a thing before you go here. This is a little gentler show than that Bob Hope Hokey Pokey you work on.
Oh?
No baggy pants or red noses or swirling eardrums or anything. We try and get along in a mellow mood. Let's be straight tonight, huh?
Oh, I will be. I'll be very straight tonight, Bing. I'm getting paid.
I see what you mean.
Say, how'd you make out yesterday, Bing, in the Valentine department?
Oh, I had a grand Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I really did, but somebody laid an anonymous item on me, Wendell. I can't for the life of me figure out who sent it.
Well, how about reading it aloud? Maybe there's some hint in it.
Well, I can do that, yes. See, it's to my Valentine, and I quote, "Singing's a young man's racket, so why groan all night and all day? Maybe you'd just better sack it. All or nothing at all, hey." See, it's not a... Not a clue there. I see nothing that indicates who it might be from.
You don't think maybe that other crooner sent it?
Ridiculous. Rudy Valley and I have been pals for years. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, she'd like to have a song, make with the song. All the fellas standing on the walk, wishing that they were me. Mama, mama, let the dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I got a secret gonna fess up tonight, dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, while her knees keep knocking, toes keep rocking. Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole in her stocking, dance by the light of the moon.
Mama, put the kettle on.
I'm gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking, while I need to keep knocking and I still keep rocking. I'm gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking. I'm gonna dance by the light of the moon. I'm gonna dance tonight by the light of the moon, of the silvery moon. By the light of the moon, I'm gonna dance tonight. By the light of the moon, by the light of the moon, of the silvery moon.
With the hole in stocking,
while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking.
Dance with the dolly with the hole in stocking, gonna
dance by the light of the moon.
I'm gonna dance by the light.
At 23, Eddie Haywood is already a past master of the three-pedal percussion instrument, sometimes called the piano. Dr. Haywood, presiding over the 88 in his subtle 8-beat manner at the head of his own clever 6-piece combo, has for the past couple seasons been breaking records at Manhattan's Cafe Society downtown. Maybe you've heard his record of Begin the Begin. I have, and it really fractured me. Hold tight, everybody, because here it comes. Thank you. is a comely Carlene who does a ballad with an understanding touch. I believe you'll find her delivery of There Goes That Song Again very colorful. Here's the charioteers with a highly exhortative exercise. Get on both.
Well, get on both.
Oh, the children.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, the children.
Get on both.
Oh, the children. Call the troop of radio
boys. I hear that train a-coming. I hear it just at hand. I hear those car wheels rumbling and a-turning through the land.
Get on both.
Oh, the children.
Woo-hoo.
Gamblers, this train. Oh, this train, no care, no gamblers, this train. Now, this train, no care, no gamblers.
No hypocrites, don't be no gamblers.
This train, Lord, Lord, this train.
Well, get on board.
Oh, the children.
Oh, get on board.
Oh, the children, cause there's room for many of more.
This train don't care no sleepers. This train, no, no. This train don't care no sleepers. This train, no, no. This train don't care no sleepers.
No backsliders or midnight creepers.
This train, Lord, Lord, this train.
We'll get on board.
Oh, the children,
we'll get on board. Oh,
the children,
oh, get on board.
Oh, the children, cause there's room for many of more.
That train a-coming, it's crisping round the curve. It's flipping all its steam and power and swing and ever in
the air. Now get on board.
Oh, the children.
Woo, oh, oh, the children.
Well, get on board.
Oh, the children, cause there's room for many of more.
Very nice, Ben. Very moving. We're really going to crack out our gayest panoply and roll out the large mat for the Bonnie Lassie who's fresh back from the USO tour of the Italian Theater of the War. It was her second trip there, incidentally. Ella Logan. Mighty proud, Ella. Mighty proud indeed.
Thanks, Bill. But do you know what I was proudest of?
Well, tell a fella, Ella.
Well, the boys I met over there gave me a nickname. I'm the sweetheart of Fifth Army.
You mean you let the other four get away?
Ah, they were
cracking
busy
down.
Somewhere else.
You weren't cracking down.
No. But it was wonderful the way those Fifth Army lads welcomed entertaining things. For a long while, you know, they had a mighty slim time of it.
No shows, huh? Well, I'm sure you were the feast after the entertainment salmon.
Of course, some of them had seen Bob Hope.
K. Wright.
The boys in Italy have seen a couple of swell plays.
Are they really? Legitimate plays?
Mm-hmm. Annabella in Blythe Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine Cornell and Brian Ahern in The Bat at the Wimple Street.
Well, I've heard about that. You know, and surprisingly enough, it's said that the GIs are just mad for the dreamer. Would you believe it? On one occasion, some of them even suggested that I go in for acting.
Was that?
Just after I sang, they said.
I'd like to compare notes, then.
Mr. Chapler?
What kind of an act did you do over there?
All ladies first, you tell me.
Well, first I'd sing a couple of songs.
Me too. First I'd knock a couple of songs.
Then I'd tell a couple of jokes.
Then I'd tell a couple of jokes.
Then I'd always remember to sort of dress up and kind of show off my figure.
You want to start from the top again? We'll get... Did you have any particularly exciting times, Ella?
Well, I was pretty close to the front as far as they allow performance things. Mm-hmm. It was pretty exciting. I did have one memorable moment, though, in the Jeep.
That I can believe, but...
Well, one night, I was late in getting back to the zone in which it was quartered. So I urged the driver to hurry.
Brave little woman. Oh, brave.
Of course, now you know that rules are very strict.
Are we?
So I kept saying, boys, you know I've got to be home by midnight.
Little Ella, the G.I. Cinderella, huh?
Well, that's just what they thought. One of them said, cheer, boy, don't you know? The fella isn't home but 12, she turns into a med kit.
I'm glad to see you got home on time, Ella. But how's the turning into the opening bars of your very special treatment of Lost Clown Lot?
This horse is a king, and we all play a part. The lover, the dreamer, and the clown. Now the lover and dreamer are always in tears, while the clown, Fred and Jan, are out. Even though you're only make-believing, laughs on laughs. Even though something inside is grieving, laughs on laughs. Don't let your heart grow too mellow. No, 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 no. Just be a real punchinello, fellow. You're supposed to break in up a place, so laughs on laughs. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh loud. Don't frown. Don't let your heart grow too mellow like a yellow. Be a champion. Laugh, laugh. Now even though something inside is breathing, laugh, laugh. Paint a lot of smiles around your face and laugh, laugh. Don't frown. Don't let your heart grow too mellow, mellow. Be a champion. Laugh, laugh.
Ella, very loopy. You really locked it up.
Big ring and great hearing soon. It's just Louie, I believe. I don't get around too much. By Nat Burton and Ted Gruyer.
Don't ever change. Don't lose the love light in your eyes. They should have flamed, dear, never die. While we're apart. Don't let the moonlight up above bring you a change of heart. When storm clouds are far behind you and the sun is back in the sky, my darling, I want to find you as I left you. We kissed goodbye. Don't little dream I'm clinging to. Say the way I remember you. And don't ever change.
10 years ago, I played a part, a very juvenile role, of course. My nurse was on the set with me every day. Oh, she was. Why do you laugh, Wayne? In a dream entitled, after the traditional dilemma of the daisy, she loves me not. Historians of the cinema do say that this puckish Paramount musical was one of the agreeable items in a season that was a real banner year for Hollywood.
You're right, Bing. 1934 was a big year all over. See, that was the year the Literary Digest held its famous straw vote
and drew the wrong straw.
It was the year the German people made the big mistake of making Hitler their chancellor.
Unlike 1945, the year in which Adolf Hitlergruber makes the mistake of being Hitler.
In 1934, the people of Japan learned to fear a hurricane even more than their previous catastrophe by earthquake.
And today they're learning about Admiral Mitzer in the Navy, I believe.
Can say that again. On the lighter side, 1934 brought forth such pleasant Tin Pan Alley hits as Love Thy Neighbor, June in January, and Tomorrow She Loves Me Not medley, straight from the show.
I got it.
I know the words that I use are simple and not very smart, but what I say to you, straight from the shoulder, right from my heart. Others may sing of the spring, to them making love is an art. But when I sing to you, straight from the shoulder, right from the heart. Who cares if others may laugh, if as a lover I am grieved? Who cares? Let them all laugh, long as you know just what I mean. It's old as the hills, it's true. To whisper I love you, I do. But when I say I love you, I do. And when I pray that we'll never part, it's straight from the shoulder, right from the heart, too.
'34 was the year when streamlined cars featured freewheeling
and knee action.
Streamlined ladies of fashion introduced longer skirts down to the ankle.
No knee action.
In those days, if a waiter in a restaurant had an accident, you'd hear the boss saying,
"What's the matter? You weak or something? Wash up and get your check and get out of here."
In contrast to 1945, in a similar moment, when you hear the boss saying,
"Oh, Montague, you poor dear boy. You're tired, aren't you? You've been doing too much." "Here, now, let me clean up the nasty old pieces. You'll cut yourself. Can I get you anything?" "You go and lie down. Have a Benadryl. Better still, take a week off, full pay. Go ahead, go ahead."
But some things don't change that much. And now, as 10 years ago, young lads in love still think in terms of our next She Loves Me Not Ditty.
I'm humming as my daily work is through, and I know the night is coming, and the night will find me arm in arm with you. I'm whistling, looking at a lovely moon. When the stars above are glistening, I'm as tickled as a baby with a toy balloon. La 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 la, I'm singing, happy as a boy can be. 'Cause I see you right there waiting underneath the usual 3-4-2. If you wonder why I'm humming, and if you wonder why I'm whistling, if you wonder why I'm singing, well, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, 'cause I'm on my way to you.
Outstanding silly pastime of 1934 was the game Knock Knock.
Knock Knock. Oh, shall we, for instance?
Okay, for instance, I say Knock Knock.
Who's there?
Sinatra.
It was a silly game, wasn't it? Oh, well, Sinatra who?
Sinatra's story when it happens to you.
Oh, you. That sounds suspiciously like a joke you're breaking in for your own show every Wednesday night with John Brindle at 7 o'clock on the Blue. Did that sound like a casual plug? Thank you very much, Bing.
A more serious note, in 1934 was the outstanding romantic ballad introduced
to like
She Loves
Me Not.
Love in Bloom.
Oh, yes.
Can it be the tree that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Oh, no.
Our special guest will be that wonderful contralto, Marian Anderson. Good night.